welcome to Slim World Podcast. We hope that you are terrific. That's always a great way to introduce the podcast. I think that's an underused word,
100%.
Anna, right?
Yeah, love the word terrific.
There's something about when you say the word terrific that you actually start to feel terrific, because it's just like so weird that people are like, yeah, I'm good, I'm fine. I had like this boss many years ago who always challenged us. Whenever someone says, how are you? You're not allowed to say, yeah, I'm good, or I'm fine. Mm-hmm. You had to come up with a different word. So that can be our challenge this week.
Okay, keep it clean. No swear involved.
Now then, what a story we have today. One of the things that we really wanted to do this year is try and kind of get on the phone lines to these people who get newly announced as title winners. And this one has dropped in literally in the last 2 weeks. And we were so excited when we got the introduction on email to Yvonne Byrne, who has just been named Slim World's top target consultant. How are you, Yvonne?
I'm very well. I'm blown away, overwhelmed, excited for the year ahead, but incredibly privileged, incredibly privileged.
Oh, what a nice way to put that. I mean, it's been, we've started to kind of like understand a little bit about your story that's come out in the Slimming World feature. You've been shared on Slimming World's social media. But you've been doing Slim World for a while, right? You've been doing Slim World, well, you've been at Target and maintained Target for 10 years, having lost 8.5 stone. First of all, I mean, I know you're a consultant as well, but what's your journey been like with Slim World as a member? Is that a good place for us to start?
Sure, yeah. Well, I mean, it's what got me my weight loss, you know, joining a Slim World group. It was my last hope, I suppose. This was the last chance. I had tried everything beforehand. You name it, and probably like millions of people out there have tried and failed at literally everything that they did. But it is, group for me is still so important. We've had tricky times in the last 10, 11 years, you know, and they have been real tests. But group, my Slim and World group has been the place where I've been picked back up and moving forward every single time. So I suppose as a member, you have to still be a member as a consultant. You really do. You have to look after yourself. And I said this at my district meeting on Sunday. I had to make a little speech again in front of everybody and all my colleagues, but totally unplanned, I did say to them, please look after yourself, because you can't do this job or anything in your life fully committed if you're not looking after yourself. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's so important as a member to be a member for myself as well. Get that support and to be just a member, not a member and a consultant as well. You know, you need that little breakaway. And my consultant, Tracy, has been great with that. That, you know, you treat her as a member. She's not a consultant and she's there to offer advice and stuff. And she's there to get the motivation and support that she needs as well to continue to be an inspiration to the group as well. So as a member, I absolutely love Slim and World, and it has completely changed my life. But that's what's led me to be a good consultant as well, because I'm doing it. I'm proof it works. And my members, then I have to be the inspiration for them. So it works together, really. But it's so important to be a member and to enjoy your Slim and World journey. It really is.
It doesn't stop the day you become a consultant. That's what I soon worked out. I had to work even harder as a consultant to look after me, because you can't pour from an empty cup, can you? So you still food optimizing and loving it. Claire always says to me, like, you get so excited over free food. Like, I am so, as passionate as I was in the very beginning, now 27 years later, because I know that's what keeps me in a good space. That's what keeps then my business in a good space. So it's kind of a win-win for everything. But I mean, you literally say, like, you were in your 30s when you started this journey, and you were kind of at rock bottom, weren't you? It wasn't just your confidence and the outside, it was your health as well. I mean, Talk us through 8.5 stone is a lot of weight to lose and a lot of weight to keep off. How did you start that journey? What was the point?
Well, I suppose exercise wouldn't have been a part, I wouldn't have played any part at the start because my body just wasn't able. And I was that person that never did any exercise or anything like that. So the food had to be the key to this. And I had to learn that. And I've said this in my any of my interviews so far, how I started Slimming World, my very first day was in a mindset of, if I starve myself, I'll surely get a good weight loss. And, you know, that's the way I kind of started everything, because that's, I would get maybe 7 pounds or 8 pounds on that first week by literally starving myself and not even following any direction. So that's the mindset I went in with. Now, don't get me wrong, I did look at the book and I did kind of go, really, you know, oh, how am I going to lose weight with this? It just doesn't seem realistic. So while it was there in the back of my mind, I just did the old things I always did. So I started that week starving, and I went in and I was convinced I was going to get a big weight loss, and I didn't. I got 4 pounds, you know. Now, it is a great weight loss, don't get me wrong, but for somebody who was carrying 8.5 stone, it wasn't significant to what I should have gotten. So I was very disappointed, and I said it to my consultant at the time, who was Kevin, by the way, to start off, but Tracy has been my leader now ever since. And he said to me, look, give me the next 7 days. He said, follow the plan to a T. Just give me those 7 days and I promise you, you will see, you'll be happy with your results. And I thought, okay, sure. Okay, right. I'll do it. But I really and genuinely, I was doing it to prove him wrong, that there was no way I could eat everything and follow this plan to a T and still get a significant weight loss. So I remember I was working part time and I was doing a course as well. And with my peers in the course, like, I was eating every 5 minutes. I was fruit, yogurts, snacks were on the ready. I had my lasagnas coming in. They were like, are you eating again? Are you eating again? I was like, yeah. You know, so it was just, again, but all to prove somebody wrong, you know, and that's awful. And I hate saying it, but it's the reality of it. And it's how people think as well. And when I look back at my own life, it's how I see everything I went through was just that. Food is your enemy, and you can't eat to be skinny or to be a normal size, you know. So I went in absolutely convinced I was going to be up weight, convinced. And I was down 11.5 pounds on my second week, fully food optimizing. Never, ever, ever have I eaten so much food in all of my life. And I just thought to myself, my God, there's something in this, you know, and I love food. You know, it's part of life. It's part of celebrations. It's part of sad times. It's part of all life. But I just love food. And so I thought, right, okay. Well, I was full and satisfied, never eaten as much in my life. I'm going to continue doing this. And with the support of the group, like, I mean, a stone gone in 2 weeks was a magnificent thing. You know, it really was. And to the members in that group as well really lifted me up. They were like, oh, my God. And it got them inspired then as well. And that community, then, little family, kind of just spurred you on every week. And I've learned to swap everything out. So your fats, sugars, oils, all of that. Your light cheeses, mayonnaise was a huge part of my menu as well. Fizzy drinks, you know, full of sugar, full of fat. But I've learned all the little tips and tricks. And when I'm out and about as well, if I see something, I'll ask for a healthy option most of the time. Don't get me wrong. There's an odd time I'll just decide, you know what, I'm having the creamy pasta or whatever it is. But the next meal is back on it 100% again, you know. But the swaps were a huge thing for me, and understanding food, understanding then your body. So exercise, like I said, didn't come into it at the start, but the food was spot on. And through the tougher weeks as well, where you were putting all that effort, you wouldn't see a result. You know, your group again was there to help you. But I would look back and be honest and go, do you know what? Something snuck in there. Something did, you know, and whether it was again maybe the mayonnaise that I didn't count, or you know, little things like that. But now they don't really factor in my plan anymore. We have Charleville light cheese, and I'm always talking about it over here. So it's the equivalent of the Aldi. Is it Emporium? The tub, the light tub of spreadable cheese, and so again, it can be used as your healthy choice. And that is my substitute now for butter, mayonnaise, cream, in everything, you know. So food is a joy, guys. It is an absolute joy. And when you educate yourself, really dig deep into this plan, see all the science behind it. It's not huge jargon. It's not huge stuff to blow your mind. It's simple changes that you can make. And then you will lose weight if you continue and make those changes all the time, you know. So, yeah, exercise then became a small part of it, building on it bit by bit. And it's just part of life now. It's done. I mean, I was out walking my dogs this morning before I came on air here. The sun is shining. We haven't had sunshine for a very long time. So I was making the most of it. And I said, you know what? It just sets you up. So the combination of that feel good factor with your exercise. Now I'm thinking ahead, like, what am I going to make this morning? I'm thinking of an omelette or crustless quiche. Food is always on my mind, but those simple swaps that I've educated myself with and continue to do so have got me to my success.
Can I just say, you talk about activity like she's just going for a walk. I was showing my little girl over breakfast, your activity is kayaking. Like, this is incredible because I can imagine, as someone who had 8.5 stone to lose, the thought of ever getting into a kayak, fitting into a kayak would have been something that was terrifying. And now you look like you were made to be on the water. You find it a really serene place to be, don't you?
Yeah. Oh, it's incredible. I mean, the freedom of your mind, and I speak a lot, and you guys mentioned that, for freedom is a word I use quite a lot because I've freed everything within myself. But the kayaking is, and even on the wet, dreary days, if I happen to go out, like when I went out for the videos and stuff, it wasn't the best weather. It was cold. Sometimes the sun would shine, then the clouds would come over. But when you get on that water, the sound of the water, it's like the world is left behind you. You're looking at the world from a different perspective. And I know I can't explain it enough to people, and I really feel I'm not doing it justice, but the sense of calm, the freedom within your head, you come back from all of the combination of sounds, looking up at everything, that you feel, God, life is worth living, you know. And you come out of that water going, that was incredible. And it's never, like I said, whether the weather is good or not so good, you still get that same feeling. And the combination that you're getting your exercise in as well. You don't even feel like it's exercise to sit on that boat and just row your way around at whatever pace you want as well, guys, because like you don't have to be racing at this. It's a pastime, an activity for me that I really enjoy. And I could spend hours out on the water because it just frees everything.
Do you take snacks with you though? Like,
I
that's what I
do.
need to. Okay.
I
Just
do.
checking.
Yes,
You've got to have food with you, babe.
absolutely. So we usually go, my husband, when he's home, my husband works away a lot. So when he is home, we go with a couple of friends of ours, and they have their kayaks as well. And Catherine and John are both food optimizing as well. So everybody is bringing something. Usually, what happens, I bring the crustless quiche and I make it that morning. And I keep it in the Pyrex dish because it stays nice and hot then. It's still warm by the time we get out of the water. Catherine will bring her baked oats. We bring like our Cadbury's Purple Snacks or Curly Whirlies, Low Swip crisps, big flask coffee and boiling water for tea. And then on the cooler days, we might have some soup then as well. So
A whole
it's a
kayak.
Pardon, not in the kayak. So we go, we do our
Okay.
kayaking.
All
Yeah.
right. I was
We
like,
come
imagine
back.
that, a Christmas quiche in a kayak. This is the absolute Slimming World dream right there. Sorry,
Margaret,
guys.
proud.
Just gonna catch up. Just having a piece of quiche. Like,
Yeah.
imagine that.
I might try it though this time round. I
Oh my
might
God,
try
send us a
it.
picture. Yeah, you with your Christmas quiche.
Soggy, soggy. Yeah, you wouldn't want a crisp because it'd just be soggy. But.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Do you know what I love that's emanating from you? You've not given up anything. You've gained in abundance, but you've swapped. And where a lot of people worry and feel fearful, I did, is I've got to give up everything I love and trade it for eating lettuce and food I don't enjoy. But I think what's emitting from you with such passion is I just had to do things differently. And actually, what that difference has done. I mean, looking back and thinking about the lady that walked into that group, you must be so proud of yourself.
I am now. It took a long time for that too, because I mean, you'll always have that self-doubt within yourself, and the old you will always come screaming back every now and then, you know. But I've learned to fight against her. I've learned to say, no, you're not getting back here. We're not going there anymore. And I am proud, I suppose. Like I said, I have found myself. I found the true me. As a child growing up, I suppose it started from a very young age with my weight, and going through secondary school, I was never the girl who got noticed. I only got noticed for my weight, you know. I always wanted to be the popular girl. I wasn't, you know, and looking back now, I can see all of that. And I'd love to relive my youth and my 20s with all of that experience. But you know what? I'm making up for it now. I've let go of any negativity, and don't get me wrong, girls, there is times life will challenge us, no matter what, you know, the unexpected will come, but I don't allow it to take over me or consume me anymore the way I used to, because when you're in a bad frame of mind, when anything tough happens, it just seems so much worse because you're not able to deal and cope. You're not happy within yourself. So it just makes something, a situation, even more difficult. And I can only see that now looking back. But I've freed myself to be who I'm meant to be. And I just love life. I just love it. And I am so proud of myself for doing it.
That's so
I mean,
special.
the title of this podcast, I started saying yes to life. There were so many things that you were saying no to, and then as a result of the confidence that you gained through losing weight, you started saying yes to things. Are you able to kind of give us a sense of maybe some of the things you were saying no to and how that changed over that journey?
Okay, well, like I said before, as a child, my weight became an issue, you know, and then going through secondary school, it was the same. I always wanted to be the popular girl, but I only ever got noticed for my weight, you know. I always wanted to go to discos and dress up and feel like the normal girl, but I wasn't. I was always overweight, and it just made me incredibly uncomfortable and no confidence within myself. As I got older, then things like I suppose rides at the fairground, there was no way I could even attempt to get on anything because firstly, fear of being told that I'm sorry, this is not going to fit you, or it's not going to close. And the humiliation of that. I remember one time I went to a fashion show and there was plastic chairs as the seating. And one of the chair from under me broke from under me, you know, and in front of everybody. And I just, oh my God. So then that started when I would be invited to an event, thinking, God, what kind of chairs are going to be there? I'd have to think in advance, like wicker chairs, plastic chairs. No, it just, the fear and the dread. So it would actually stop me from going to that. My son, as he was growing up, I always feared that firstly his classmates would kind of pick on him for his mum being fat. And kids are just kids, you know, at the end of the day. And obvious things like that are little cruel things that kids can say, you know. And I didn't want it to have a negative effect on him, but even going to his football matches, soccer matches, training, all of that. I would stay in the car because I was just so embarrassed to be seen outside, never mind anything else. And I didn't want it to have an impact on him as well. My poor husband had wanted to marry me for a very long time, and I suppose he's watched me struggle over the years, but has always been so supportive. And it was always like, there is no way I can get married. I cannot go through the whole escapade of going to fit on a wedding dress, like firstly into a boutique, mirrors everywhere, watching your shop assistant probably going to the 24, 26 size, or even more, and then going, oh, this is not the dress I want. I don't feel comfortable. I could see all of that happening, and I said, no, I can't do it. I just can't do it. And it was, again, looking back, it must have been horrendous for him to think, why doesn't she want to marry me? It wasn't anything personal to him. Oh, he loves the bones of me, no matter what size I am, and me, him. But it again, I look back on these little things over the last few years and think, God, his confidence must have been knocked big time because of it. He must have had some self-doubt within him, but you know what? It happened, and I thought to myself, you know what, Yvonne, you're ready for it now. You have the confidence. You've changed your life. You're not going to feel how you think you're going to feel. So just go for it and give yourself the opportunity. And God, wow, was it the best day of my life, but experience as well, fitting on that dress and being handed dresses that I knew could fit me, and that it wasn't going to be torture. I wasn't going to be sweating. I wasn't going to feel, oh God, will I, won't I? And settling for something as well. I didn't want that to be a case. Found a dream dress, and I have the dream husband, the dream family, and it's just incredible. So everything now is yes. Trying new things, like the kayaking was a new thing for me as well. And Anna, you had mentioned the wetsuit. That's another thing that you would have gone, oh, no. There's no way. First of all, probably there wouldn't have been one to fit me. And even if there was maybe a triple or quadruple XL, it would have been a fight to get it on. Because a wetsuit at the best of times is a struggle, even when you're of normal size, And I just said, no, I can do all of that now, and I don't have to be afraid of anything anymore because I have changed, and Slimming World has changed me for the best ever I have ever been.
Oh, what to say to that? Wow.
I love that. I don't have to be scared anymore. I think
Yeah.
that's such a relatable feeling, isn't it? Because you feel so
Yeah.
many years you spent in fear of so
Yeah.
many things, of
Yeah.
yourself, of what you can do, what you can't do. So
Yeah.
inspiring.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. And I like I said, that freedom within, freedom from negativity, freedom from holding yourself back, from not feeling good enough. Allow it all to happen. But you have to say to yourself, right, what needs to change? What do I want from life? And then take the little steps. It doesn't have to be all in one go. I mean, over the last, I became a member 11 years ago, and every year I'm still learning about different things, and my body is going through a new change now that I'm thinking, wow, this is fascinating. But I'm learning about my body, about how food optimizing can work with it as well. And just to learn all the time that you don't have to shut yourself off from something. If you want it, take the little steps, and every little step will matter along the way, and you will get there. And whether that's your weight loss journey, whether that's your career, whether it's something you're working towards, maybe a dream home, a holiday, a new car, whatever it is, it's right, what do I need to do to get to the end result? And take those little steps one at a time, and you'll get there. It's part of my whole thinking now is little steps will get you what you want. So take your time with it, allow it to happen, and watch it unfold.
I mean, we should also mention that you've obviously maintained your target for 10 years. There are, a few of us who are listening who are quite relatively early on in our target journey. How did things change for you when you moved into the kind of maintenance mode? What was that like for you?
It was exciting because first of all, I had never ever gotten to a target before, and I was willing to learn at that stage. You've changed your mindset so much that you're willing to embrace this now and I suppose want to keep it. You don't want to let all the hard work go. So it was pretty much the same. Not a whole lot changed. I mean, yes, I had options with an extra few SWIFs if I wanted to, savvy SWIFs, and I had the extra healthy choice if I wanted to, but again, they were there as a backup if I wanted to. But with regards to food optimizing, nothing has really changed. I suppose the only thing I would say is that when I'm out, so if it's a dinner out or a wedding or something like that, I'm not afraid anymore to ask for something specific if I wanted to, or ask for little things like, can I have the sauce on the side? Ask, is the veg done in butter? All of that kind of stuff. And if it is, then you just have to go with it. Whereas I used to be afraid of, oh God, I'm going to have a gain now and it's going to set me backwards. And I've got over that fear as well. But again, don't be afraid. It's all learning, and whether you decide on a night out or an event that you're just going to enjoy it, enjoy it. The next day matters. So get back into your plan then the next day and having that freedom with it. I actually look forward. I love saying this as well, that when I've had an event or a meal out and say it wasn't the best choice for me, I'm like going, oh, okay, tummy is a little bit dodged here now and I feel a little bit bloated, but I'm looking forward to food optimizing again on the next meal, and I know I'm automatically going to feel better. So the only change I think is that I've learned to let go of being afraid of an event, because I know that when I come back from that event, I will be food optimizing 100% again, and that I've allowed myself again to do that and to make that change within my mind that your whole week doesn't fall apart because of one event or one meal anymore or a night out. It's just get back the next day and you'll feel better automatically.
I think, when I first hit target, I think what and the reason I came out of it and had to miss it all again is I hadn't accepted, which I feel like you've done, is the way I live my life is as a food optimizer. Actually, first time around, I was waiting for it to end so I could go and start eating all the rubbish I'd eaten before. But actually, this time at Target, I've learned this is my life and I don't actually want to abandon the way I've chosen to eat. But the thing that you say about fear, that when many Target members get caught up, is they're fearful of what they can do and what they can't do. And how I always go back to calm myself is I food optimized the majority of my life, 99.9% beautifully. But now I'm at Target, I've got the flexibility to go with the waves of it. And actually, I know that every meal, like you say, is an opportunity to nourish my body. And I think as you go on and you feel the benefits of food optimizing, you don't want to ditch it because actually you feel so much better. Like going back to the way I used to eat before just would never be on my radar because of how rubbish it made me feel. Whereas eating the way I eat now is just second nature now. Like I'd never go and
Absolutely.
pick up the thing. You know what you're saying about mayo? I used to eat 60 SWIFs a day of mayonnaise. Like I don't think to buy a jar of mayonnaise now, like it's Greek yogurt. Do you know what I mean? Like it's interesting, isn't it, how that acceptance comes in.
Absolutely. And I love how my body feels with all of that good food as well. Like I said, that flexibility and knowing that you have that's a big choice power thing. It's you the more you do it, the more you realize, oh God, yeah, this is wonderful. And I wish I say this all the time as well. I wish I had found Slimming World a long, long time ago. And I wish I'd love for it to even be brought into schools, But not necessarily slim and world if that wasn't allowed, but just that education behind the fats and the sugars, you know, like fizzy drinks, simple things for teenagers especially, you know. If I had had that back in the day, my life before would have been so different as well. And I suppose it starts in the home, it starts in school, and educating yourself along the way, but be willing to accept that this works, you know, that's a huge thing, and that it will work for the rest of your life if you're willing to keep making changes.
Gosh, wow,
Shockingly.
what a episode. I think this is one that many of us will come back to listen to whenever we have a wobble. I mean, just amazing. Thank you for sharing your story and your tips and advice. I mean, we had a bit of Yvonne the consultant, we had a bit of Yvonne the member. Where in the world are you, Yvonne? Is there anyone that you want to kind of say a quick hello to? Because I know that you're a big part of your community in your district.
Yeah, so I live in Wexford in Ireland, so it's the sunny southeast, they call it. It's the bottom corner of Ireland. But look, I suppose to all of everyone who's supported me along my journey so far, my husband priority. I mean, like I said, he has been there through the ups and downs of my life, you know, and God help him, he's had to endure a lot and he's stuck through it all the way. So to him, my son Adam. Again, you know, he one thing that really resonated with me was that as I lost the weight, he, as a teenager, said to me, "Mom, you're so much happier now." And for him to notice that, like, it just really got to me. And I thought, I have to do this for him as well, not just for myself, but for everybody around me, so that I am the happy person. To all of my colleagues, everyone at Slimming World over the last few months as well, and my whole life as a career, I have to say, because it is an incredible job. It's the flexibility behind it. It's just, you know, it has really changed me, and I will be forever grateful to Slimming World in every aspect. And my members, of course. My members are what really keep me going. My group as a member, but my members as a consultant. I mean, the support and the inspiration they give me every week in group, because like you'll get your moments where you go, oh my God, I really got to that person today. They really, you know, they understand the plan. They're literally hanging on every word that you say, and you're their inspiration, but equally they're my inspiration as well. So to everyone in my life, thank you for your patience before I became a Slimming World member and consultant, but for all the support and the love you've shown me over the last 10, 11 years has been incredible, and I will always, always be grateful to them.
I mean, there's not much more we need to say, is there, Anna? We'll roll up the ukulele. I mean, if you like Yvonne, want to become a member, check out slimmingworld.co.uk. You can find out more about where a local group is to you, be that UK, Ireland, or even the digital service. And of course, if you're interested in becoming a consultant like Anna or Yvonne, there's details there too. Whew. Yvonne, lovely to meet you. Have a terrific week. I hope you get out in the water today.
I might actually chance it. If there's a little bit of wind picking up, but I might chance it today. Yeah, because the sun is shining, and wow, it'd just be an incredible way to kick start the day.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back very soon.
Thank you.
Bye for now.